This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 15th episode of my podcast. Here, I say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. No one can tell me what to do. I can really let go and talk like an adult about adult subjects. So, what do I have for you this episode? I have two new free images up in my art gallery on arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. And I have the second part of a very hot excerpt from my book, Strap-On Stories. If you go over to arterotica.com and click on the gallery tab on the menu at the top of the page, at the bottom of the next page in pinups and one-shots, you'll see two new images on the top left of the thumbnails. Of course, describing pictures never does them justice, but I will tell you briefly about what they are. The first one is called, Toe Job. It's a clothed female nude male image. It's of a male sub who is worshipping his lovely red-haired dom. The second image is a strap-on image. A male sub wearing a chastity cage is getting it from a well-endowed dom. My galleries are always free. There are no ads, just femdom comics for you to enjoy. So, let's get to the really good stuff. The second part of the excerpt from Strap-On Stories 1, Only If My Friend Can Watch. I'd like to take one more moment to again thank the lovely lady who lent her voice to this excerpt. While she wishes to remain anonymous, her voice will make you weak. So let's get on with the second part of the excerpt from Only If My Friend Can Watch. I moaned, spread myself wider, and begged to be fucked.
Such an eager boy, so willing to be fucked like a little whore. Are you sure you want this?
Tammy asked as she pressed just hard enough for the tip of the vibrator to slip just inside of me. The feeling of it pressing against my tight opening, the way the vibration seemed to shoot through my body and out the tip of my cock, were all amazing. I wanted more. Please, please, Tammy, please, please, I begged as I arched my ass up as high as I could.
Oh, poor baby. Poor baby needs to be fucked so badly he can taste it. It would be cruel to continue to tease him, wouldn't it, Penny? Yes.
Penny said, eager for the show to continue.
Then I guess it's the only thing to do is this.
Tammy said as she gently plunged the vibrator deep into my ass. I let out a deep, breathy moan as the vibrator gently slid inside me. Once it was into the hilt, Tammy moved it around and then leaned over so she could cup my balls. Her whole body was pressed up against me, her pussy, her cock, and her tits. God, those tits. Her hard nipples were practically burning holes in my naked back. Oh, fuck, Tammy, I moaned. She quickly sat up and spanked me once really hard.
Don't you dare come yet. I want to look you in the eye and have my cock deep in your ass when you shoot for the first time tonight. Understand?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I moaned.
Oh, good boy,
Tammy said, pleased with my obedience.
Now let's get that ass ready for my big, hard cock.
Tammy moved the vibrator in and out of my ass at a steady pace. She pushed it into the hilt and then pulled it out slowly, over and over again.
Look at the way his asshole grips the vibrator, Penny. Isn't that hot?
Tammy asked.
It's going to be twice as hot when it's my cock, his greedy little hole gripping like a vice. Don't you think? Yes.
Penny replied in a trance.
Worth the price of admission?
Tammy asked teasingly.
Yes. Okay?
Penny said a little annoyed.
Good. Then I think it's time to get on with the show before my star performer blows his top.
Temmie fucked me with the vibrator for a few more strokes. She teased me by turning the vibrations up to its highest settings and then turning it down low and back up again while she fucked me with it. I moaned and begged for it harder and deeper the whole time.
My hot little bitch likes to be fucked up the ass, doesn't he?
Temmie asked as she gave the vibrator a twist while it was deep inside me. Oh, God, yes, I moaned.
You're not going to be able to get enough of my hard cock once it's inside you, are you?
Temmie asked as she ground her crotch into my back. Please, please, I need it so bad, I begged eagerly.
What a dirty ass little whore you've turned into. I thought you were such a good boy, but you're not, are you? You're a dirty little ass whore.
Temmie said, punctuating her last three words with deep thrusts of the vibrator. Oh, fuck yes, I moaned.
Beg for my cock like an ass whore and I'll give it to you,
Temmie said as she moved the vibrator in and out and in and out of my ass. Please, please, Temmie, please fuck me up the ass. I need you to fuck me like the dirty little ass whore that your cock has made me.
But you haven't even felt my cock inside you yet. If you're an ass whore now, what do you think you're going to become once I've got my cock inside of you?
Oh, I panted. I don't care. I'll be anything you want. Just fuck me. Fuck me hard and fuck me deep. But fuck me. Please. Temmie took the vibrator out of my ass and put it down somewhere. Then she got off of me and laid over my back so that her head was near mine. She rubbed her cock up against my ass as she whispered in my ear.
Are you sure you want this, baby? Once you get a taste of my hard cock, you might become addicted, and then you'll never be able to get enough of it.
I don't care, I moaned as I ground my ass back at her. Fuck me, please.
That's okay, baby, because I'm going to be just as addicted to your tight, sweet little hole, and I'm going to need to get my cock into you just as bad. In fact, I can't wait any longer to sink my cock in that sweet little boy pussy of yours,
Temmie said teasingly.
Well,
Penny said as she sat up and leaned in close to me.
I love watching Temmie fuck your ass with her big cock. I love watching her make you stretch. And what I want to do now is go back there and watch your wide, open, stretched out asshole grip her cock like a vice. Wouldn't that be fun, Nick?
Then she giggled at me teasingly. Oh, God. Why was her laughter so embarrassing, yet such an unbelievable turn-on? Of course I wanted Penny to go look. I wanted her to see every embarrassing, humiliating, fantastic inch of Temmie's cock as it went up my ass. Somehow, it made a good thing feel that much better. All I could do by that point, though, was close my eyes, moan, and shake my head yes. Penny giggled at me again and said,
I'll be right back. I'm going to have a peek at center stage.
Penny got up off the couch and moved behind me. I felt someone's hands on my ass. I wasn't sure whose, though. They spread me wide open. I knew Penny could see everything in intimate detail.
He sure knows how to take a cock, doesn't he, Penny?
Temmie asked as she continued to fuck me.
Yeah, he obviously does. And look at his ass grip your cock,
Penny said.
Hot, right?
Temmie asked Penny.
And he loves it. Don't you, Nick? Don't you just love the way my cock feels up your ass?
Temmie taunted with a deep thrust of the strap-on. Oh, God, yes. I moaned as Temmie drove it home again and again and again.
Are you gonna give him a reach around and let him come as you fuck him?
Penny asked with a hopeful sound in her voice. Sorry, folks. I don't mean to be cruel, but I'm going to leave you hanging right here. If you want to find out what happens next, you're going to have to buy the book. This excerpt is from Strap-On Stories 1. The ebook is available both on my website, Arterotica.com, Amazon.com, and Google Play Store. I also wrote a Strap-On Stories 2 ebook that you might want to take a look at, because there's a whole lot of awesome strap-on action in there, too. And remember, if you buy directly from me on Arterotica.com, you'll pay exactly the same as you would on any of the major websites. Well, I think it actually costs a little more on Google Play, but that's because they charge me more. But anyway, you'll get free bonus chapters only from my website. There are no bonus chapters on Amazon or Google Play or Smashwords or Barnes & Noble or any place else. And I only use PayPal to process the transactions on my website, so it's totally safe. And I don't even know your payment details. That's just between you and PayPal. However, I understand. Some people just prefer buying books through the big sites. That's totally cool. So you'll get the links to my books on all the major sites if you go to my website. Either way, I hope you'll check it out. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Please send any feedback or comments about this podcast or my website or writing to arterotica@gmail.com.